Hi, my name is James Shepherd with the CC Sales Pro podcast, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast episode today. This is going to be a really short episode. I just want to present you with an idea. You know, sometimes you get these ideas on a podcast or whatever that can make a small shift in the way, in your like perception and the way that you understand things, and it can really have a huge impact on your life and your business. And I hope that that's the case today for a few of you that are listening. I want to talk to you about how much to pay yourself as a 1099 sales rep. How much to pay yourself and how to pay yourself as a 1099 sales rep. Now, most of you are going to listen to that statement and say, what are you talking about, James? Like, I make what I make. I'm a 1099 sales rep. I make commission, people pay me, and that's what I make, you know? That is a huge mistake, okay? And I'm going to explain what I mean by that. So you need to really leverage the way that you pay yourself in order to incentivize yourself, okay? So let me explain what I mean by that. You need to have two different levels of payment to yourself, okay? If you have not already set yourself up as a business, you need to do that. Now, you can be a sole proprietor. That's okay. It doesn't have to be a limited liability company or S-Corp, and this podcast isn't about that. You can talk to an attorney or even Google it and research the best way to do that for tax purposes. But I'm just talking about the way you're going to structure your payments to yourself. And you know that part isn't nearly as important to me as far as which entity you set up is, but you need to set yourself up in terms of you need to think of your business as a business, and you need to pay yourself in two different ways, okay? Number one, you need to look at your minimum viable budget. So you need to talk to your spouse or significant other. If you're just getting into sales or if you're starting a new sales career, you're going to have to really cut and minimize all of your expenses. You may have to, you know, rent a cheaper place or whatever. You know, figure out how much money do we need to just absolutely survive, meaning if I can't help us to make this much money, then I quit. You know, I'm going to move to a different job because if I can't even get us this much money, then we just can't even survive. You know, this is like the bare bones, you know, that we can make it on, right? So you have that amount. That amount, you should be paying that out to yourself weekly, okay? You should never really pay yourself daily or like, oh, I just got paid $200. You know, that doesn't really matter if your business got $200. You should get paid on Friday or Monday or whatever. It's your business, right? But you should get paid once a week or once every other week. But I like doing weekly pay. I think it's good for a sales rep because it gives you more motivation short term. But you should be paid once a week, okay? And what you should be paid is you should have this weekly amount. So let's say hypothetically your weekly amount is $600. So that's about $30,000 a year. And you and your spouse talk about it and you say, okay, we can, you know, we're not going to be living good in $30,000 a year for sure. We got to cut way back, but we can make it on $30,000 a year. And so that's what we're going to get paid every Friday is we're going to get paid that, you know, $600. Then what you should do is then once a month, you should pay yourself profit distribution. You can do it once a week if you really want to, but you know, once a week, once a month, pay yourself some profit distribution, okay? Now, ideally here, the idea would be probably you want to leave 2 weeks to 3 weeks worth of money in the business account to cover that 2 to 3 week thing. So let's say your amount is $600 a week, then you would want to make sure at the end of the month that you have $1,800 in that account, meaning that the first 3 weeks of the month, you've got that $600 a week. And so if at the end of the month you have, you know, $3,600 in there, so you have double the amount, you're going to take $1,800 out and pay that to yourself as a profit distribution. Okay, you're going to leave that $1,800 alone in there. That's kind of your zero balance or whatever. And that way, if you have a down week or two, you can always pay that $600. Now, let me explain to you why it matters and why you should do it this way, okay? Because it's going to be really difficult if you've not done it this way. It's very difficult to make the switch, but it's really worth it because it's going to do a couple things for you. Number one, it's going to give you a very, very big motivation to hit that $600 a week. And what you want to do is over time, you actually want to give yourself a raise, right? So if you're, you know, consistently paying yourself out, you know, $1,000 or more every month in profit distribution, take that $1,000 after a few, 2-3 months of consistently having that much money in there, and take that $1,000, divide it up, and maybe take $200 a week and give yourself a raise. So now instead of $600 a week, you're making $800 a week. And what happens is that it will, as you give yourself more and more raises, it's going to do something in your head that it's going to like make it for you. You're going to feel like I got to make sure I at least make enough sales to hit that $800 a week, because that's what my you know, husband or my wife expects, and that's what my kids expect. And, you know, like, we have a house payment, and, you know, like, you build your life around that kind of foundational amount of money, and it's consistent every week. The second thing it's going to do is, if you manage it right and you just pay yourself weekly, and, you know, you're really working hard to make sure you bring that money in, it's, you know, it's going to allow you to run your business without the stress of your spouse being concerned about the money. Because, you know, once you build up enough trust with them where you've gone for 2 or 3 months without missing that, you know, payroll or whatever, then you're going to have a lot of trust with them. And you need to do whatever it takes to hit that payroll number, even if it adds a little bit more stress to your business. I mean, I'm in the merchant services industry. I would do a buyout, or I would do a residual loan, which is, both of those things are really bad financial decisions, generally speaking, because it's not a very good deal. But I would do that in order to hit that weekly amount. I would rather put that longer term stress on myself of, wow, now I got to build that back up because I didn't make it, in order to keep that stress out of my family and everything else, because I need to have that consistent amount that allow me to run my business and focus on it. So that's what it really does. And the other thing it does is it gives you a motivation that's monthly, which is kind of more what you want, is like that full month. I mean, weekly, you're going to have a bad week, you know, but a month is a long time for a sales rep. And so if you know you're getting profit at the end of the month, it really helps you push hard to get that at the end of the month, to really push and get that extra sale so you can get a bigger profit distribution. And you can communicate that with your spouse and say, hey, I'm doing really good this month. If I can get some more sales this week, we're going to get an extra $1,000 or $2,000. We can go on that trip we wanted to go on or whatever. It allows you to just communicate better with your spouse, a significant other, your loved ones. It allows you to communicate better with yourself and just the way you're thinking about your business. So if you haven't done this already, set up a separate business account where you get paid into, right? A separate, even if it's just a personal sole proprietorship, set up a separate account where you get, the business gets paid, right? And then every week, that account, you write an amount. And maybe right now you're single, you're just getting started, and you're like, look, I can make it on $400 a week. Good, that's better, right? Start with that, $400. Then give yourself raises based on every month. What's that profit distribution left over when you leave enough in there for another 2 or 3 weeks of payroll the next month? How much is left over? Pay it out to yourself, and then keep that profit distribution coming, and then slowly give yourself raises. And if you do it that way, even though I know you're like, James, why would I go through all that pain in the neck? Like, I just get paid right now into my account. Trust me, try this. It's going to take a few months to get used to it, but try it. It's going to do something to your brain. It's going to make you realize, hey, I'm running a real business here, and it's going to do something to your brain, and it's going to help you perform at a much higher level. Hopefully that helped you today. Try it. I promise you're going to love that if you do it, if you're not doing it already. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for listening.